Hello everyone, Joseph Dunphy here, and this is your weekly Grass 10 grazing management update on the Dairy Edge. Pasture Base Ireland figures for the week are: the average farm cover is 808 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and grass growth rates of 25 kilos of dry matter per hectare. Cover per livestock unit is 278 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit. Dry matter percentages are 17% recorded in Athenry, County Galway, 16.5% recorded in Oak Park, County Carlow, and 16% in Moore Park, County Cork. Your predicted grass growth, rainfall, and soil temperatures for the week: grass growths are expected to be in the 30s, a little bit behind average for this time of the year. Soil temperatures will continue to be in around 9 degrees Celsius for the coming week. There's a slightly unsettled forecast from Met Éireann at the minute, with rainfall levels of around 30 to 40 millimetres expected for the next 7 days in the north and the west, and somewhere in around 20 millimetres for the east and the south. However, this should leave ground conditions improving in certain parts of the country and give opportunities to get grazing done. Your Grass 10 grazing tips for the week: there are two groups of farms emerging when we look at the pasture-based data. Those with 80% or more grazed and looking towards the second rotation. And number two, those that have less than 30% grazed have found grazing conditions quite difficult over the last while and have a lot of grass covers ahead of them. So if you're in that first group with over 80% grazed, you need to have 1,100 to 1,200 kilos of dry matter per hectare on 3 to 4 paddocks if you're approaching the second rotation in the next 5 days to a week. On one of our spring grazing events this week, Brian Mead in County Meath was skipping into the second rotation on dry days and saving remaining first rotation paddocks for the wet days, thus avoiding any damage at all in the second rotation if possible. It's vital to keep measuring on these farms in order to avoid dropping the farm cover too low, so use supplement to extend the rotation if necessary. Apply chemical nitrogen at a rate of 30 to 35 kilos of N per hectare, in the form of an 18-6-12 plus sulfur type product if you have a pea allowance, or protected urea plus sulfur when conditions allow. If you're in the second group, in order to get grazing, focus on grazing lower covers of less than 1200 kilos of dry matter per hectare in order to increase the area grazed. Keep measuring now over the next 2 weeks, and there is a situation where some heavy covers, as we move towards the end of April, of greater than 2,000 kilos of dry matter per hectare may have to be removed as bale silage. On these farms, when we get covers of 1,100 to 1,200 on 3 paddocks, this will dictate when we start the second rotation and how much grass we will bale out on these farms. Even though grazing is quite difficult still on farms, simple figures show us that when we're on a full silage and a meal diet, 1 by 3 hour grazing, getting 7 kilos of dry matter in the diet, has the potential to lift milk yield from about 21.2 litres to 24.5 litres and a protein lift from 3.16 to 3.46. So it is well worth the effort even to get 2 to 3 hours of on-off grazing in per day. And this is back to the point about trying to keep in covers of 1,200 kilos of dry matter per hectare to tune the animals back into grazing. And don't react to a bad grazing, because there is no way after such a spell in the sheds that graze outs are going to be perfect. Talking with this week's featured farmer, Stephen Buttermer from County Cork. Stephen has an average farm cover of 637 kilos of dry matter per hectare, cover per livestock unit of 228 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and growth rate this week was 21 kilos of dry matter per hectare. He has 98% of his herd calved, 98 cows out of 100, 2 cows to calve this week. Stephen was getting 2 bouts of grazing in last week. However, the weather and his average farm cover has put him back in by night, but he is getting grazing in by day when conditions allow. Stephen has 51 kilos of nitrogen per hectare applied on his farm, in the form of dilute slurry and protected urea, and cows are being allocated 8 kilos of grass when they're out. They're getting 5 kilos of meal in the parlour and 6 kilos of silage. Stephen noted that his first 3 paddocks grazed only have a cover of 1,150 kilos of dry matter per hectare, 700 and 700 kilos of dry matter per hectare back on them. So he needs to see more growth before he goes back to allocating 2 grazings per day. So cows will remain for the next number of days in at night until growth rate picks up that little bit and those covers come back a little bit stronger on the second rotation paddocks. Our spring grazing events are coming to a conclusion on dairy farms this week, with our final two events tomorrow, Friday. We're in Ballyagran, County Limerick, in Danny and Patrick Cremins, and we're also in Kearney in County Tipperary in Shane Seymour's. So join us on the day at 11 a.m. if these events are near you. If you would like to hear more from the Grass 10 team, subscribe to the weekly Grass 10 newsletter, which is available on the Grass 10 page on the Chagas Public website, and the link to the newsletter is also available in the description of this podcast. This has been your Grass 10 update, and I'll talk to you all next week.